In celebration of the 20th anniversary of the Morro Bay National Estuary Program, we decided to visit with some of the people whose lives are intertwined with the bay and the estuary. Come along and join Ann Tiber and Jerry O'Hanlon of the Baywood Navy and learn how you can become an admiral too.
Hello, I'm Ann Tiber. My husband and I, Norm, moved here about 18 years ago and live right on the bay. We're so fortunate. We have watched the boats and the birds and the weather. It's just been such a lucky place for us.
My name is Larry O'Hanlon. I first saw this bay when I was 16 years old on a family trip. And in a way, my life has been aimed at moving here, which I did 17 years ago. I was lucky enough to get hooked in with the local Baywood Navy, mainly through Ann's late husband. It's been a goal of my life to be here. In 1949, when I first came here, my father drove in. He had seen ads in the L.A. Times for lots that were for sale for like $500, and he was curious. And so we drove in on a family trip, and we stopped right there, just about 50 yards from where I'm sitting. And I looked out at the bay and decided right then that this is where I wanted to end up. My family lived in Southern California, and I'm the youngest of a large family. And all my older brothers and sisters had spent time in Newport Beach when it was not like it is now. In fact, Lido Isle didn't exist when my older brothers and sisters were there. It was dredged up out of the bay. And when I saw this, I imagined that this was what Newport Bay once was. I had a sentimental feeling about it from what the stories that my older brother, for example, told me about digging for clams out in the sand out in the middle of the bay. I'm just saying it's very sentimental for me.
Somewhat the way I found this place, too. We came by accident after a camping trip that was rained on. We're lucky enough to get a house for the night and looked out in the morning and saw Cuesta by the sea back there. Couldn't believe it. And the birds, there are so many stories about living on the bay. We've enjoyed tipping over in our boats and being rescued. First learning to sail was quite an experience. We became of the Upside Down Club, members of the Upside Down Club. Kayaking is probably what I've done the most of. You've sailed in the Priscilla.
I really lucked out. I arrived here permanently, right at the end of 1997. And for most of the year before that, this group of friends, Ann's husband and others, had gotten hold of this old boat, which the owner had, you know, was too old to sail
in. Bestowed upon us, yes.
And they had spent months fixing it up. That boat is still there. It's right down there. I can see it right now just off the shore. Where we're standing, this little pier is, well, it wasn't built by the Baywood Navy. I'm not even sure who built it. But it has been maintained for the years that I've lived here by this group of people who call themselves the Baywood Navy. Every year before the Bozart concert, usually, we come out here, we repaint the pier and make repairs. And frankly, that is a bit of a concern for me because we're all getting pretty old. And the people who would do the painting and the repairing are either not here anymore or they're too old to do it. And they're also, the funding is always an issue.
We would certainly like more people. We introduce ourselves as the admirals in the Baywood Navy whenever we have an opportunity. But more sailors should come to the coffee shop. Don't have to be a sailor. You just are interested in the bay and come to the coffee shop every morning. And we meet there at a table and we talk about what's going on, share stories. I would like to see this area stay as pristine as possible with as many people that move in. And that young people are interested in joining the estuary program and taking the time to educate themselves about this project, really, ongoing projects that exist here.
The expectation, I guess, is that things will change, that there'll be more people moving in, maybe more wealth moving in, which I guess that's a mixed blessing or something. But I agree with Anne that the less disturbance of the natural qualities of this place, the better.
I agree.